This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're all very stable people this morning. You already put up the video of me yelling.
Is that a good one?
I don't know.
I can hear it in the scratchiness in your voice.
Right, yeah, now. I know. I don't want to be yelling all the time. Why can't you yell?
Not a yeller.
Like twice.
Not really a yeller.
He's more of a look at picture. Or
why do I got to yell? Why can't you stand up for yourself sometimes?
Anthony did get attacked this morning and handled it in a much different strategy.
That's true.
And had the guy agreeing with him.
This sucks.
How'd you do, Ken?
This sucks. No, we laughed. We laughed. Greg and I laughed. This sucks. David Njoku, gone?
I don't think so.
Za'Darius Smith, gone?
100%.
Greg Newsom, gone?
I think so.
Okay. All right, we'll get to Stefanski here in a minute. I can't believe they are 2-7. I can't believe this. I mean, I can, and there's a lot of guys out there who said I should. I can't believe they're 2-7. I cannot. I mean, you look at the record of 2-7. It just, there's so much about that record. Like if they were a high school team with like one game left, you go, oh man, they're having a real bad, you're real down year over there in Cleveland. What's going on there? Program? Are you a bad group of seniors? What's going on? They're 2-7. And how many games you got left? 8?
There's so many games.
8 more of these left?
And it's just not that their record, like the 1-15 followed by the 0-16, we all knew what was going on. This is a team that's trying to win.
Yeah.
And they're 2-7.
How are you 2-7?
And they're expensive.
How?
And they've got household names. They've got real big-time NFL playmakers.
It's a lemon of a football team. It's a lemon. We are in a money pit. I don't know how to describe it. Myles Garrett's paid what he's worth. Nick Chubb, I mean, he's paid what he's worth. I wish I could say anything better or more. I love him. God, I love him. I can't believe this is going on right now. I just can't believe this collection of expense has turned into this. 2-7, and we got to yell at all these guys. Got to get rid of all these guys. Yeah, I know. I know there's a lot going on here, and I don't like to call for guys getting let go because, again, it's just it's an acceptance of failure. It's an acceptance of it. And last year, there was something in my head that told me, well, you better enjoy this as best you can because it might not be this way. That's why I got so damn upset because I didn't tell anybody, all we need is a healthy Deshaun Watson. I didn't say that at all. For the love of God, I didn't say that. All we need is a healthy Deshaun Watson. Did that ever cross my mouth? That ever come out of all the things?
No, we need
the things that go out of it and all the things that go in it.
We need a Deshaun Watson to turn back time and get back to the quarterbacking that he was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, if I could turn back time, I just wouldn't make the move. That's what I wouldn't do. Not saying that if I could turn back time, I'd just hold on to Baker Mayfield. Again, I think there's a lot of people running away from some of the things they said back then and are hoping nobody finds them or hears them. I mean, I wear the cloak of failure. I do. I didn't want to trade for Deshaun Watson. Boy, am I on the record about that, but I knew it was going to be time to move on from Baker. Hell yeah. And now we got what? How many more years left on this? So yeah, we are in Browns prison, and Greg and Hudson and I just had a prison ride is what that became. Great. We're shanking each other in the commissary. That's what Greg and I just did.
Is that what you have all that tape from Keith for?
Yeah, I got tape because I'm gonna put it around my shiv, and then Greg and I are going to go stick each other later on.
Do a tutorial. That'd be a nice video.
On the concrete. Makes it sharper.
Yeah. Holy Toledo, I cannot believe we're doing this. I can't. I mean, I can, but I can't. Do you not go through this like I do? Has this not hit you? I know you're the king of lowered expectations, so you don't allow yourself, but I'm going, I can't believe it's like this. I cannot believe it's like, I mean, you're listening to Andrew and Nathan do the game yesterday. I mean, the final quarter sounded like it was just a death march of what was going on. They're talking about the fans funneling out of the stadium. It couldn't get a win going on. You couldn't get anything offensively going on. We had one tremendous week of Jameis Winston where we dared to dream, and then that went right up in our faces. And here we are with all these guys, first round picks. I mean, Greg Newsom's a first round pick. We're talking about trading him here. And Jed Wills, healthy scratch. I'm supposed to make some big defense of Andrew Berry here this morning? Oh, hell, come on. Please. And by the way, I can't even say that the other guy would have done it even better because and I know everybody's going, Ken, what's going on in Detroit? Wouldn't you like John Dorsey? Wouldn't you like John? Yeah, guys, I like John. John's a good guy. John hired Freddie. He hired Freddie. And you know what Freddie did? Nothing good.
No.
Fun guy to be around. Not a head coach. Why? John wanted his power. John got his power and ended up blowing up right in our faces.
In record time.
He hired Freddie. I wish I could tell you that was something that we can move past, but you can't do it because at that time, every year was precious. Now they all just run into each other. I can't believe this. I can't. You want to take a call?
Yeah.
I mean, we could start with Kevin Stefanski if you want to. We're not supposed to call him two-time coach of the year anymore.
Yeah, people.
All right, you know what? Let's call him two-time coach of the year anymore. We won't call him two-time coach of the year.
I'm just doing
everything I can not to cuss now.
Through nine games, basically all the goodwill that Stefanski had earned over the course of the 4 years prior that he had been here, taking the Browns to levels that we hadn't seen a coach take the Browns in a very long time, and earning the respect of everybody in the NFL, that goodwill was erased in basically 9 weeks of football.
Everything I got in my power not to just say cuss words. Because I'm telling you, if we're out there in the lobby, I'm just going to go, how bleeping unbelievable is this?
Well, let me show you your bank account and see if you can say those
cuss words. Well, no, I'm not going to say them cuss words. Oh, okay. I'm not going to do it. I'm just pointing it out that, boy, I'd really like to cuss right now over all this.
At 10 o'clock, we'll go outside and we'll have a nice cuss session. Until then, let's hear from the
fans. Boy, there's going to be a lot of cuss words being said. 10 o'clock. You want to do a show event, we should do that. After a Browns game, come cuss with us. And we just sit in a room, we just let them fly.
Is there a Guinness record for amount of cuss words you can say in a minute?
I'm going to beat the Big Lebowski over it, I'm telling you that. Jim in Strongsville, I'm sure this is going to be positive and uplifting. Hello, Jim.
I mean, Dave, how is Bubba Van Trump still here? That dude was supposed to elevate our special teams. Our special teams have stunk.
He played for the Browns, and a couple people have jerseys out there, so we give him a little bit of time, even though the special teams has been terrible.
We still got DBs that are miscommunicating. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I sat there till the very end of the game because where else was there to go?
What was that cartoon that used to be on Nickelodeon back in the day where the sun would come out and the bad guys would be frozen? They'd be frozen in time. Wasn't it like a troll show or something?
Gargoyles?
No. But stay with me, Jim. You remember that show? You don't remember that show? You guys are a little bit too old. There was a show that was on right before Eureka's Castle, and it was like something the gnome. And the bad guys, like the trolls of it, would be frozen if the sun came out.
David the gnome?
Might have been David the gnome.
Clarissa explains it all.
Jeff Swaim got frozen like David the gnome or the bad guys in David the gnome on that punt return. Did you see that?
He just
went and the sun came out and it went, and that was it. He couldn't move anymore.
It's not fair, by the way. I think if we really want this to be fair,
what?
I think we need to start talking about laser eyes Ryan Day and maybe how people like Lima are running Bill Belichick out of town back in the day.
Do we have things mixed up? Should Mike Vrabel be the head coach of the Buckeyes, and should Ryan Day be the head coach of the Browns? 216-474-0092. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts, Jim.
By the way, Jim, you know, now to think of it,
why am I doing this sober? I can say these things drunk.
Jim, we should have known very early on, what's the first game of the year, that it seemed like our kicker didn't know the rule on special teams on the new kickoff. Remember, he ran down the field, and you're not allowed to do that at all. It was like the most egregious violation of the rules. Like, did Bubba and the team go over this at all?
And they thought Ken Dorsey was an upgrade. I mean, come on. You can't make this up.
I'm trying to read if I'm looking at the same thing.
I did think Deshaun Watson was an upgrade over the previous quarterback, and that is proven not to be the case.
No, thank you very much, Jim. I think it was David the Gnome. I think you're right.
Finally, we can agree on
something. Yeah, finally we can agree on something. I think it was David the Gnome. Tom Bosley was David, is a gnome in the forest who is 399 years old. And the Browns still ain't won a Super Bowl, David. It still didn't happen, bud. Oh, my God.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.